Watch, Oscars red carpet reporter Julianne Hough's woke land acknowledgement leads to mass mockery. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 3, 2025. Dancer and singer Julianne Hough delivered a woke land acknowledgement while on the red carpet at the Academy Awards on Sunday, leading to mass mockery on social media. Land acknowledgements don't mean anything unless you are prepared to hand back the land, one viewer commented, adding, it is performative crap. Insulting for Indigenous people, nauseating for the rest of us. We gather in celebration of the Oscars on the ancestral lands of the Tongva, the Tataviam, and the Chumash peoples, the traditional caretakers of this water and land. We honor and pay our respects to Indigenous communities here and around the world, Hough said while reporting live from the Oscars red carpet. Watch below. The video footage was posted to social media, where viewers shared their reactions, much of which was ridicule and pointing out hypocrisy. Hey at Julianne Hough, when should we expect you to give all your money, land, and belongings to the Indigenous peoples? One ex-user asked, before adding, yeah, didn't think so. Land acknowledgements don't mean anything unless you are prepared to hand back the land you think is rightfully theirs, another chimed in. It is performative crap. Insulting for those Indigenous people. Nauseating for the rest of us. She admits it's stolen and refuses to return it? Virtue signal much? A third echoed. She can start by giving back her land in the Palisades, another ex-user commented. Hey, I stole your bike, and I'm really sorry I stole your bike. I'm definitely keeping that bike, another jeered. What exactly does this virtue signaling ignorant shit do? Another inquired. They, Hollywood elites, aren't giving back their multi-million dollar homes. They aren't moving off of the land, they aren't paying people for their land, so what do they think this does? One ex-user mocked the land acknowledgement and pointed out how cringy it is by comparing it to moving into someone's house, and they still live in it with you, and whenever you have friends over, you're like, thanks for gathering here on the ancestral abode of the Smith family who were the caretakers before me. This actually seems more offensive, the ex-user added. My favorite part of having my car stolen is when the thief calls me from the Bluetooth to tell me he acknowledges the car is mine. What courage, another quipped. Cool. So I can do what I will to whomever I want as long as I give them acknowledgement and all is good? Another joked. Of all the virtue signaling, land acknowledgements are the most insufferable, another commented. Can't believe the speech wasn't given by Elizabeth Warren. Another joked, referring to Senator Elizabeth Warren. DMA. Falsely claiming to have Native American ancestry and claiming minority status in the Association of American Law Schools directory, which some would argue could have robbed Native Americans of opportunities if hiring were based on affirmative action. Another ex-user noted that human history is filled with examples of land being conquered, writing, "My ancestors conquered their ancestors, the same way their ancestors conquered the people who were here before them. Not stolen. Conquered. This is your land. I stole it and am going to continue occupying it. But I just wanted you to know that I know that it's yours. I think that will make you feel better and respect me more," another mocked. I sincerely wish people who did this would stop saying it and just give whatever they think they stole to whomever they think they stole it from, podcaster Spike Cohen said. If you're a thief, saying I'd just like to acknowledge that I'm a thief isn't virtuous. Return the stolen goods and repent. She's acknowledging the Indigenous land of Los Angeles. At the Oscars. Where they literally bus out the homeless and block the public from entering the entire block so they can drool over gold trophies, another reminded viewers. How do these people become so stupid? Another queried. Another ex-user simply asked, what's the point of this? While another commented, insufferable, adding, Indigenous people in particular probably find it nauseating. Why acknowledge it if you're not going to give it back? Another ex-user inquired. I will never understand all of this pandering, another disclosed. I really don't know how we got here as a country, I'm so confused. If you thought we were over this performative nonsense, the Oscars say otherwise, another wrote. This was rejected at the ballot box, another remarked. Interestingly, exit polling suggests President Donald Trump won an astounding 65% of the Native American vote in the 2024 election. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.